Music will be repetitive in nature, using some resources from the community of Tizay in France, the Iona community in Scotland, as well as other songs that repeat over and over again. So we invite you into that style of singing by listening first and then joining when you feel comfortable, and repeating those songs as a mantra so that we will be breathing our prayer together. We ask you to join in that kind of chant tonight. There's one or two that simply you just need to sing a call and response short phrase. For instance, when you hear, "Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives. Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives." There'll be some verses sung, and you just simply keep responding, "Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives." At the end of this service, there's two sort of conflicting things that will be happening. One is that the snack bar will be open. The second is that this room will stay dark and quiet for your continued prayer. So we ask that when you leave, you do so quietly. You can plan on the snack bar line being long, so many of you might want to stay and just use that time for your prayer. But please respect the area here and just outside this worship space as prayerful space after our worship service.
Lord be with you.
And also with you.
At Holden Village, it's become our pattern once a week to gather in prayer around the cross. Tonight's worship is a simple service of intercessory prayer. For most of the liturgy, the room will be quite dark, inviting silence and stillness. As we immerse ourselves in scripture and reflection, song and prayer. The music during our prayer is simple and quickly learned. Our singing together is a way of breathing our prayer to God.
During intercessory prayer, we offer ourselves physically, mentally, and spiritually on behalf of that for which we pray. our very bodies express to God the concerns of our hearts. We pray for ourselves and for others, for broken relationships, and for our broken world. And when we do not know how to pray, the Spirit intercedes for us with sighs too deep for words.
When it is time to pray, you're invited to kneel or sit by the cross, or you may remain in your seat to pray. The candles near the cross are for you to light, a visible sign glowing in the darkness of your silent prayer before God.
After the final blessing, feel free to remain here in prayer. Those who leave are asked to do so quietly. We are now invited into prayer with song. O God, we call. O God, we call. From deep inside we yearn. From deep inside we yearn. From deep inside we yearn for you.
A reading from Luke. And at his gate lay a poor man named Lazarus, covered with sores, who longed to satisfy his hunger with what fell from the rich man's table. Even the dogs would come and lick his sores.
That's all we know. His name is Lazarus. He's poor. He lies at the gate of the rich man. He has some kind of disease that leaves him covered with sores that the dogs lick. And he's hungry.
What else lies there? What are the unspoken hungers? The deep longings. In a society with no welfare system, wouldn't he rather have gotten up each day and gone to work? Wouldn't he have longed for healing so he could do just that?
rather than be confined to lying there, wouldn't he have longed for some sense of dignity, to have satisfied his own hunger from his own labor? Was this the lot God had chosen for him, his rightful place for some sin we know nothing of, but God knows?
And how he must have longed for community, for the warmth of light at night, for laughter and warm embraces.
What hungers lie there in the person of Lazarus?
What longings, deep and disturbing.
It is Tuesday. 2 weeks from those events, which will be seared into our mind's eye for as long as we live.
What longings are there? How many children and spouses wait for loved ones who will never come home to be hugged and to hug ever again?
How many injured wish and yearn that that day had never happened? They long for health and a healed body that they may never have again.
How many yearn, hunger, to do something, anything, to try to ameliorate the tragedy, and are too far away or simply unable?
How many hunger for revenge, perhaps even knowing that revenge may not be practical or appropriate?
How many long for peace, for clarity of vision, for knowing the way of Jesus?
And for courage to follow.
What hungers drove the perpetrators, who cared so much about what they were doing that they were willing to give their lives?
Lazarus is not the only one who is incapacitated by the sin which twists and mars our lives.
The one place of hope lies not in lying at the gate of a better rich man, someone who will truly care, but rather lies in the mercy of God, who creates new possibilities for one so helpless.
We find that mercy exemplified par excellence at the cross. To that cross this evening, we take our hungers, our yearnings, our fears, and our deepest, deepest longings.
In silence we wait. In darkness you come to us. Bring us your light.
In silence we wait. In darkness you come to us. Bring us your light.
In silence we wait, in darkness you come to us, bring us your light.
In silence. silence we wait. In darkness you come to us. Bring us your light. In silence we wait. In darkness you come to us. Bring us your light. In silence we wait. In darkness you come to us. Bring us your light. In silence we wait. In darkness you come to us.
Come, you whose fear of the future or burdens from the past keep you from living with joy in the present.
Come, you who are filled with deep doubt or great sorrow, you who feel separated from God's love.
Come, you who long for the creation to be set free from its bondage to decay.
Come, for Jesus invites us to bring him our longings and brokenness, and he promises to send us the Holy Spirit.
When the singing begins, you are invited to come to the cross and pray. Kneel or sit, light a candle as a sign of your prayer, casting light into the darkness. All who remain in your seats will sing and support one another in prayer.
Thank you.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
To a world of strife and conflict. A world of fears and hatreds.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Comes your healing words of peace.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Bring new life to all your people. Be the light within our darkness.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
As we come to you in prayer.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Hear us, Lord, and
come and bind the broken-hearted. Free the captives still in prison. Be the hope of all who mourn. You are bread for all who hunger. You are drink for all the thirsting. We lift up our prayers to you. Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
When your guiding hand seems distant,
heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
When the future seems uncertain, when our dreams have not come true,
hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Send your Spirit now among us.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
In community, unite us. Come and make the broken whole.
Hear us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Heal us, Lord, and renew our lives.
Thank you.
holy and benevolent God. Receive our prayers and petitions as Jesus received the cries of the needy, and fill us with your blessing, that we may live as Christ's body in the world. Amen. You may remain in silence for prayer. Please leave quietly. Go in peace to serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.